Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
532, Jordana here. Paul is off. He'll be back next week. 25,000 people took to the streets of New York City yesterday, chanting "No hate, no fear." It was a rally and a walk against anti-Semitism. And here locally, we have a very similar event going on together as a show of solidarity, as recent anti-Semitic attacks have shaken the New York City area as well as all over the country. There is a Minnesota No Hate, No Fear event at Temple Israel. It is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Our own Governor Walz will be there. And Governor, as a member of the Jewish community, a proud, out loud Jew, I am grateful and thank you for coming to this event. It is so important to note that anti-Semitism is on the rise, 40% increase in attacks in anti-Semitic events since last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League. And I really appreciate you going and taking the time to speak at this event tomorrow night.
Well, absolutely, Jordana. As you know, the no hate, no fear has no home in Minnesota, but I think you're absolutely right. It seems unimaginable that here we are in 2020 and those numbers you put out are true. Anti-Semitism has been with us for an awful long time, and it's still here. This rally, and like you're seeing it across the country and quite honestly across the world, is to stand in solidarity with our fellow Minnesotans and Americans. And I think to make a strong case that the Jewish faith is not defined by anti-Semitism, and make a case that, you know, how interwoven and how important it is to our culture and to who we are as Minnesotans, and no place for it. The idea of making sure that we're doing everything possible to prevent these situations from happening, but then talk about education. How did we get to this point? These are learned behaviors. There's people that are fanning the flames of hate and anti-Semitism, and to make sure that in Minnesota we're doing everything proactively to educate, to report, to secure, and make folks feel welcome.
And talk a little bit about what you're going to address the crowd with tomorrow. But then, what are we doing? I mean, anti-Semitism is just hate. It's irrational. It's hate. What can legislators, what can people of Minnesota do to help combat this?
Yeah, and the one thing is that, you know, this whole idea, we need to take security seriously. You know, we have grants for nonprofits to do things, but that's obviously, you know, the reactive to where some of this is at, which we need to do to make sure that our neighbors are safe. And we did that last legislative cycle. But this is something that I did my graduate work in genocide studies and looked at the whole idea of how are we teaching the Holocaust, the Balfour Fellow to the Holocaust Museum. How are we teaching it so students don't just see those things as an anomaly in time and understand where this behavior is, this anti-Semitism, and why it always comes up to scapegoat a community for other social ills or whatever they might be? Mm-hmm. So I think we need to take a really hard look of making sure that that our curriculums are reflecting what the research shows. Of course, you know, in the 25 plus years or so the Holocaust Museum has been open, they've done a wonderful job of changing how we taught the Holocaust, how we taught anti-Semitism, and personalized it more. I think there's more that we can do here in Minnesota. And I think gathering like this and making a show of faith, it'll be interfaith of, mm-hmm. But making sure that there's a very specific attacks that come with anti-Semitism, and they come with the casual anti-Semitic tropes to the obviously the horrific attacks we saw on Hanukkah. And I think in Minnesota, it's making sure that we're very visible in talking about this, we're very visible in putting security measures in place, and we're very deliberate on educating and saying this will not stand in Minnesota.
I know that in my synagogues, we do have armed guards. We pay for security. Are you looking at public funding to pay for some security at holy places?
Yes. And that money is available this year. We put it into the budget last year. There are grants available to nonprofits to provide security. Mm-hmm. It's not specifically just religious nonprofits, but I think that was a part of the major intent to be there. And it's an unfortunate situation we're in. that we have to do that. But once again, it's irresponsible not to be proactive, and then of course to, as I said, work upstream on mm-hmm. on where this hate comes from. But those grants are available, making sure that places of worship and people can feel safe.
You know, Governor, we're speaking, of course, with Governor Walz, who will be at the Minnesota No Hate, No Fear event at Temple Israel tomorrow at 7 p.m. You talk about education, Governor, and I learned something that you studied genocide. Thank you for that. I do agree that Holocaust really isn't taught in public school, and or at least it's not taught enough in public school. But I also think there are recent and very current anti-Semitic tropes that are coming up. You know, there was recently an anti-Semitic incident at my kids' high school, at Hopkins High School. Yes. And although people focused on not enough Holocaust education, there's also not enough education surrounding what's happening today in Israel. And I think when people get confusing and mixed messages, i.e. Israel is a genocide state, it's an apartheid state, which we know isn't true, and we let that stand and we don't address it or don't educate about it, I think those are new tropes that are coming out. So is there any plans to maybe do some current events education?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things you see is that it is very important for the responsibility of elected officials or people who are in a position to have a little broader platform to make sure they're immediately calling those things out, to make sure that we're talking about how they happen. And it troubles me when I see them in schools. And it troubles me when I see people kind of dismiss them that, well, they, you know, they weren't violent. People have free speech rights. That's not true. When it comes to hate speech. And I think we need to be very clear about that, because we've seen this time and time again. And, you know, unfortunately, we know where anti-Semitism leads. And you're right, it leads to violence. It doesn't necessarily need to be the Holocaust, which I do agree with you. It's not just, we did such a good job of talking about the historical facts around the Holocaust. We missed a lot of what led to it, what caused it, where were some of the things that could have been caught ahead of time that led to such a horrific event. And so I think you're absolutely right to understand that idea of hate. I remember I used to teach a sociology class around this, and Bill Moyers years and years ago had a great documentary on Beyond Hate, where he was trying to get at the heart of it. And just unfortunately, many times anti-Semitism is just one of the, you know, the starting points of where you start to see a society that starts to lose some of those norms, and you end up with situations like we saw in New York City and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Governor Walz, I look forward to hearing you speak tomorrow at Temple Israel at 7 o'clock. And really, truly, from my heart, thank you for everything that you're doing and for being so public and proactive about this.
No, absolutely. I know Minnesotans want to get this right, and we have a responsibility to our neighbors to get it. So thank you, Jordan, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Governor. And, you know, it's not just anti-Semitism. Hate is hate is hate is hate. People that are anti-Semites often hate black folks. They often hate Muslims. They often hate, I don't know, pick a different denomination of whatever religion that they are. Because hate is often irrational. It's certainly a learned behavior. But as long as there have been Jews, there has been anti-Semitism. This one just seems to be an easy one because we are always the minority and always seemingly an easy target. So this shouldn't just be about anti-Semitism. It should be about hate in general. And what is the conversation that we're talking about? And what are the slurs, the casual comments that we're making to each other that get held up or don't get called out to be anti-Semitic or hateful? And I see this. I told you, I saw it in my kids' school just a few weeks ago. There was an anti-Semitic incident at Hopkins High School, and not much was done about it. And we had community meetings about it. And yes, we can say, teach Holocaust, but we also have to teach current events. That if you are a supporter of Israel, if you are a Zionist, does not make you a person who supports genocide or a person who supports apartheid, because Israel is not a genocidal state, nor is it an apartheid state. So education about that is really, truly important, because those comments, people write it off when they don't fully understand the situation. So just like world studies, they need to teach current events in world studies so we can tamp down these misconceptions. We can tamp down hate that could possibly be brewing in kids who just don't know any better. That is where it starts. I'm glad the governor will be there tomorrow. And, you know, it's funny, as the token Jew here in Minnesota and many of you only Jewish friend, I get a lot of questions. You know, why do people hate Jews? Where does anti-Semitism come from? Where did this start? Why do these tropes exist? And, you know, the history of the tropes. And I do my best to do some splaining about that, but I cannot explain anti-Semitism. And I often say, you'll have to ask the anti-Semite. You'll have to ask them why they hate Jews, why they hate anybody, why there is space in their heart for that instead of just improving their own life or being a good person in their own community or, you know, having an open mind. I can't explain that. You know, there's certainly history surrounding all of the bad things that happened to my people. But I don't see a rational reason as to why. Yes, the governor said there are reasons that led up to the Holocaust in Germany. Of course, a terrible economy, a charismatic leader. There are with an axe to grind. Yes, all of those things are real, but it doesn't explain the true anti-Semitism and why everybody got on board with killing Jews. I can't explain that. And you probably can't either. If you don't have hate in your heart, you have a hard time explaining hate. But it is a learned behavior. And it's passed from generation to generation. Hopefully, we can all be part of the generation that lessens that hate. It's 5:43. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.